Hello and welcome to Now Playing, or in this case, Then Playing, as we're talking about a movie about a year old.
Yeah, but it's on the movie channels now, and a lot of people don't see movies in theaters anymore. Just like us, they're Netflix people.
This is You, Me, and Dupree. And I'm Arnie.
And I'm Marjorie.
And there will be a few minor spoilers in this review.
A spoiler about You, Me, and Dupree. We know that Owen Wilson is Dupree and he moves in with them. Come on. Did I ruin it for anybody there?
You've got Kate Hudson playing Molly and Matt Dillon playing Carl. And Molly and Carl are getting married. And Dupree, played by Owen Wilson, is one of Carl's old college buddies, is kind of what I got from it. And
he's one of those guys who's always down on his luck. However, he's really nice and really sweet and seems to want to help people. But it looks like bad luck befalls him and anyone who's around him.
And so he's out of a job. He has no place to stay.
He lost his job because he went to the wedding.
Yeah.
So they felt guilty and took him in.
And so he's living on their sofa while they are newlyweds. And hilarity ensues once more.
A few times, but not a whole bunch.
Basically, it's the getting to know you phase of any time you move in with somebody when the catalyst is Owen Wilson is a lazy slob.
But his heart's in the right place.
Now, the other part of this movie is that Carl works for Molly's father, played by Michael Douglas. And his name is just Mr. Thompson.
Well, let's talk about the funny scenes there are at the beginning.
I thought we had.
No, there's a few funny things where they're kind of getting used to each other. Now, Dupree is a big old hippie, first of all.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nudity rules.
Yeah. He sleeps naked on their sofa.
It's kind of funny.
He rides a bike instead of driving a car.
He pleasures himself on their beanbag.
In one of Carl's socks.
Yeah.
I've never understood the sock thing, but I guess that's too much information.
Yeah. And that's about all the really funny scenes there are.
Well, there's a part of the movie where Carl and Molly try to hook Dupree up with a librarian. And you never see the librarian on screen. I don't understand why it is. It's kind of like Norm's wife from Cheers. And he and the librarian are getting it on. And some candles get knocked over and burn up the living room of Molly and Carl. And then for the rest of the movie, you have Dupree not only out of job and out of home, but completely depressed because he's in love with this librarian who turns out to be the slut of the elementary school. Dupree is a likable character in this movie way, but I don't think he's actually likable. I found the character to be excessively annoying.
But I don't think he was as bad as they made him out to be.
No.
He was always meaning well in everything he did. It just, his well intentions never turned out as good as they should have. But they just seemed to really resent that. And he really was a nice guy, though.
But a lot of the problems that occur between Carl and Molly, because the crux of the movie is the marital issues that are raised by Dupree, but an equal amount of marital issues are raised by Molly's father, Carl's boss, who gives Carl a huge promotion and then continually undermines him again and again, and says things like, well, why don't you change your last name to be our last name so you're Carl Thompson instead of having my daughter take your name? And when Carl talks about having kids, Michael Douglas says, well, why don't you go get a vasectomy? And things like that. And you don't quite understand why he doesn't like Carl. There's a whole lot of misunderstandings in this movie. Let me tell you how this movie would have made more sense. If Carl and Molly had met on a crazy night in Vegas and eloped, kind of like, do you remember that TV show that had Suzanne Summers and the Patrick Duffy leg?
Step by Step.
Step by Step. They got married after a one-night stand and then had to integrate their families.
I didn't know that.
That's how the families came together, is they didn't know each other. Here, you're supposed to assume Molly and Carl have been dating for a while. They have no communication.
No.
She doesn't seem to realize that Carl likes to have beers with his friends while watching football. And he doesn't seem to be able to communicate to her that her father's a raging asshole who's making his life hell at work. Instead, he internalizes it all, and she thinks, I don't even know what she thinks.
They're not good at being married. I don't know, I have a hard time feeling sympathetic for them because they're completely unlikable characters also.
And then there's the weird part of the movie. The movie goes on for far too long, I should say. It is really excessively long, and there's a portion of the movie where you're supposed to think that Molly is going to sleep with Dupree. And that just felt really wrong.
It did. It was awkward. And you had a hard time reconciling in your head that Dupree would do that because he really is altruistic.
And even if Dupree would do that, if being a newlywed, Molly's already attracted to somebody other than her husband. That's not a good sign.
No.
There's just a whole lot of things wrong with this movie. It does have some funny points, though. If you take away the plot and just look at it, there is a scene at the end of the movie, the climax of the film, where Dupree is helping Carl break into his old office building after he's been fired. And a lot of things go into that. But Dupree and the security guard going through their little fight as Dupree's just trying to distract the security guard and chase him through the entire building. That was amusing. Because Owen Wilson is a funny actor.
He is funny. And then there's a whole scene where Carl throws away his Asian porn.
That is great, because Seth Rogen, who you may know from Knocked Up.
And 40-Year-Old Virgin.
40-Year-Old Virgin, where he plays the bearded guy. He is in this movie, and he's hilarious because, yeah, Dupree breaks out all of Carl's Asian porn, and Molly finds the porn and is disgusted by it, makes Carl throw it out. And so Seth Rogen, who plays Neil, comes and steals his garbage can full of the Asian porn. Which is amusing, but again, it goes back to a lack of communication. Did Molly not know her husband liked Asian porn?
You think that's something you could mention?
Yeah. How long have they been dating? Again, it felt like they just met and got married really quickly. Not that they'd had a long engagement or anything.
This movie, again, felt kind of empty. It's just, the laughs weren't there, and I think it was supposed to be absolutely hilarious, and it wasn't. Owen Wilson couldn't save it, and I think what it is Matt Dillon's just maybe not the right person for that role.
He was horribly miscast. He's not likable, really. But if I think about the movies that I like Matt Dillon in, I think of Wild Things, where he played kind of a slimy guy. Or I think about There's Something About Mary, where he played a slimy guy.
Or how about when he played Pony Boy?
Or To Die For, slimy guy. So in this movie, he's supposed to be the likable romantic lead. It was probably written for Ben Stiller. I mean, let's face it. Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson are good buddies.
Ben Stiller's a bit old for that. I think it's supposed to be anybody but Matt Dillon. Matt Dolan's a little old for that because quite older than Kate Hudson, actually.
Yeah, Kate Hudson was fine in it. Michael Douglas was inspired as the scheming father-in-law, though, because let's face it. And I hate to stereotype this, but I talked to some friends at work. Guys, we don't like our in-laws, do we? We don't, especially the father-in-law. We all think our father-in-law is a major asshole, don't we? We do. I talk about it at work. Everybody's like, God, I gotta go see my father-in-law this weekend. He's such a pain in the ass. And it's perfect in this movie. All guys who are married are like, yep, that's my father-in-law. That's Michael Douglas.
My dad never asked you to take our name.
No, but it's the point of it. Every man dislikes his father-in-law, I do believe.
It's okay, every woman dislikes her mother-in-law.
That's very true, too. So, you see this, and it's kind of amusing. But he was good in it. I didn't know he was in this movie when I watched it, though. I was like, Michael Douglas is in this? And he's a little creepy. You know, he married Catherine Zeta-Jones. But I thought he was funny. I thought Owen Wilson played Owen Wilson very well. He has only one character.
Yeah, it's Owen Wilson.
I don't see him as doing Shakespeare. I guess he stretches a little bit in those...
The Jackie Chan movies?
No, the Wes Anderson films, like the Royal Tenenbaums. He plays somebody a little bit different.
But I think he wrote that with his brother.
Yeah, he always plays kind of the doofy guy.
Because he is a doofus.
But Yumi and Dupree, not a very good movie. And it had some amusing scenes, all of which just rid entirely on Owen Wilson's charisma. But if you're going to enjoy that, I think Shanghai Nights or Shanghai Noon are far better.
Yeah, I do like those movies. Those are funny. And he's good with Jackie Chan. They have a good chemistry.
And he was much better playing basically the Dupree character in Meet the Parents.
Yeah, but a little bit more well off.
Yeah.
But the same kind of thing. I don't know, this is okay. It's good to turn on maybe while you're cleaning the house or something, or not really going to sit and just watch it. But I think you'd be sorely disappointed.
Yeah, in the end, just not a very good movie. I was disappointed. I thought it could have been funnier.
I thought it was going to be hilarious, and it wasn't. But that's what I get from Owen Wilson.
Thanks for listening.
Back next time with another movie.
Now Playing is a production of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.
What it is Matt Dillon's just maybe not the right person for that role.
He was horribly miscast. He's not likable, really.
No.
I mean, if
especially
I look
with a mustache. Sorry, but
he didn't have it in this movie.
He didn't?
No, you're thinking of There's Something About Mary.
I always see him with a mustache then, don't I?
Yeah.
Wow.